Hi, this is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me as we celebrate the music of saxophonist Von Freeman. Our recent focus has been on jazz musicians from the Midwest, and we'll continue with Chicago native and saxophonist Von Freeman. Von was born in 1923 and was exposed to jazz early on by his father. His father was a police officer and was also a close friend of Louis Armstrong, who appeared to have stayed with the Freeman family when he first arrived in Chicago. Von took to the saxophone early on, and by the age of 12, he was already playing professionally in Chicago nightclubs. Although his mom would often make him take a note to the gigs which read, "Don't let him drink, don't let him smoke, don't let him consort with those women, and make him stay in that dressing room." And when he was 16, Von played with Horace Henderson's orchestra. He was the younger brother of the great big band leader Fletcher Henderson. Let's continue listening to Von Freeman from his 1992 recording called Lester Leaps In. Here with Jody Christian on piano, Eddie DeHaas on bass, and Wilbur Campbell on drums. This is I Love You. Freeman eventually enlisted into the Navy during World War II and worked with many fine musicians who had formerly played in bands led by Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, and Count Basie. After returning from the Navy, Von settled in Chicago, where he would remain for the rest of his life. He soon formed a group with his brothers. George played guitar and Eldridge played the drums. They performed with many soloists traveling through Chicago, including Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and John Coltrane. Many of these musicians would ask Von to go on the road for extended tours, but he turned most of these down. Besides his wife and four children, he had his mother to take care of, as she had been a widow since Von was a young man, after his father had been shot and killed in the line of duty. In 1972, at the age of 50, Von Freeman still had not received any international recognition. But he did record his first album under his own name called Doing It Right Now. This featured pianist John Young, bassist Sam Jones, and drummer Jimmy Cobb. Here's the title track from Doing It Right Now. Von Freeman is considered to be a member of the Chicago School of Jazz Tenor Saxophonists, along with Gene Ammons, Johnny Griffin, and Clifford Jordan. His music has been described as wonderfully swinging and dramatic. He also played with a lot of emotional fire, and he had a large, rich, and sometimes rough sound. Often he was criticized for playing out of tune, and yet some listeners would praise him for exploring a chromatic range outside of the standard 12 notes. Freeman would say, "Don't tune it up too much, baby. You'll lose your soul." In 1978, Freeman collaborated with saxophonist Willis Gator Jackson on an album which included organist Carl Wilson, guitarist Joe Boogaloo Jones, and drummer Yusef Ali. From the album Lockin' Horns, this is Summertime. Von had a son named Chico, who was a well-known saxophonist, and they appeared on three albums together. One from 1981 was titled Freeman and Freeman, and it featured bassist Cecil McBee, drummer Jack DeJohnette, and Kenny Barron on the piano. Let's hear this all-star band on Undercurrent. Thank you.
two-fisted and sweating. P.T. Tricky. He's beating it back to the base like a double-barreled bazooka. It's terrific. It's five to the eye with stars.
Years, Mr. Freeman gained an international reputation and performed at major concert venues and jazz festivals throughout the U.S. and Europe. He also had a steady Tuesday night gig at a small Chicago club called the New Apartment Lounge, where he performed from the early 1980s until the end of his career. Musicians referred to Freeman as Vonsky and called the Tuesday night session Vonsky's Night School. Young players would come from around the world for the chance to sit in with this master. Freeman soon became known for mentoring countless younger musicians, such as trumpeter Corey Wilkes and vocalist Kurt Elling. Here's a track from Kurt Elling's CD, Live in Chicago, recorded at the famous Green Mill Club, featuring saxophonist Ed Peterson and, of course, Von Freeman. Let's hear The Rent Party. Instead of moving to New York City or traveling around the world, Von Freeman spent the majority of his musical career in his hometown of Chicago and eventually became known as one of the finest tenor saxophonists in jazz. He never sought international recognition, but when he was awarded the nation's highest jazz honor, the National Endowment of the Arts Jazz Master's Award, it was a confirmation that he had definitely made an impact. And in 2012, Freeman passed away at the age of 88 in Chicago. Let's hear one more from one of his last recordings. This is An Affair to Remember. Thank you. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.